with the latest news for Kent at 1. Here's Joanna Earle.
WhatsApp says it will help police with their investigation into the Kent man who carried out the Westminster terror attack. It's after reports Dartford-born Khalid Massoud was using the app just before he killed 4 people on Wednesday. The Home Secretary wants any of his encrypted messages passed on to security services.
They really have to take responsibility for the fact that their sites, their platforms are being used by terrorists. That's why I've called them in this week to try and set up an industry board. I'm calling time on terrorists using social media as their platform.
Well, among those who died in the attack was American tourist Kirk Cochran, whose wife was also injured. Her brother Clint says it's been a difficult experience.
So many people have been so kind, and we are deeply touched by their goodness and generosity. Your notes, prayers, donations, and love have helped us so much.
2 men are still being held over the attack.
This is KMFM.
A 53-year-old woman's been charged with attempted murder following a stabbing at a house in Ashford. A man in his 50s was taken to hospital with serious injuries after it happened in Hunter Avenue in the early hours of Friday morning. Gillian McKenzie, who's from the same address, is due in court next month and has been remanded in custody. BT's been fined £42 million for not paying compensation when high-speed internet lines weren't installed on time. Ofcom found the telecoms company abused its position by not paying its rivals like Vodafone, who rely on its infrastructure to offer broadband. The watchdog's investigation director is Gaucho Roseman.
What we found here was that some of the contractual provisions that allowed for delay were being abused by BT to avoid paying compensation.
A man's been treated in hospital for head injuries, and another man's been arrested following a fight in Tunbridge Wells. Police were called after it happened around 6 last night in Crescent Road. The suspect remains in custody. A man who travelled almost 300 miles to take part in violent protests in Dover has been jailed for 3.5 years. The 45-year-old from Preston was caught throwing objects at other protesters in the town last January. Around 50 people have now been convicted for their part in the demonstrations.
KMFM News.
More than 900,000 people visited Canterbury Cathedral last year, making it the most popular tourist attraction in Kent. There's been a big rise in visitor numbers at attractions across the UK, up 7.2% in 2016. But figures also show visitor numbers at some popular London sites have dropped because of fears for a terror attack. Bernard Donoghue is from the Association of Leading Visitor Attractions.
Britain, and London in particular, is regarded as both a safe and attractive destination, and that hasn't really changed in the course of the last 4 or 5 days or so. We are saying to Londoners and to all of our visitors, be alert but not alarmed.
Police think 2 teenagers who've gone missing from Hampshire could have travelled to Kent. The 15-year-olds were last seen in Fareham early on Saturday morning. Officers say they're growing increasingly concerned. We've tweeted pictures of the pair via at KMFM News. And a beach near Dover, which was badly damaged by a storm, has now reopened. Bad weather destroyed a seawall protecting the train line at Shakespeare Beach in December 2015. The line reopened in September after a £40 million rebuild. Here's Dover and Deal MP Charlie Elphick.
It caused great concern to the whole community that we would not have a rail service, but thanks to teamwork and strong efforts, what should have been a 2-year project, but we thought could be done in a year, was done in the end in just 9 months.
KMFM. Sport.
Dublin, England are 4 points clear at the top of their World Cup qualifying group after a 2-0 win over Lithuania. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Josh.
Well, yes, Jermaine Defoe scored his first international goal in 4 years at Wembley last night. Speaking after the match, he thanked manager Gareth Southgate for giving him another chance at the age of 34.
I've said a few times, to be honest, I didn't think it was going to happen. But, I think with this manager, credit to him, just basically saying, it doesn't matter how old you are. If you're good enough, you'll be involved. It's as simple as that.
The second goal last night came from Jamie Vardy. Elsewhere, Andy Murray's elbow injury could keep him out of Britain's Davis Cup tennis quarter-final against France next week. Speaking at the Miami Open, his brother Jamie says the world number one isn't able to serve yet and is being forced to rest. Andy pulled out of this week's tournament in Florida with the same problem. Meanwhile, Johanna Konta's in fourth round action at the Miami Open tennis later. The British number one takes on Laura Arabayorn in the last 16.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.